Proclamation number 4806 of 30th of December, 1949. God's Word Gift of Grace. Unbelief and connection with God. The gift of grace of a direct connection with me is of such inestimable value that people cannot be grateful enough to hear words of love from me which otherwise could never touch their ear. For this not only applies to the direct recipient of my word but also to fellow human beings who take notice of it through him, even though it first requires people's will to hear me speak. Otherwise my word will touch the individual like a word spoken by people. You can all come into possession of a gift of grace if only you have the will to do so. If you want your Heavenly Father to draw close to you and make you happy with His word. But very few carry this pious desire in their heart. Countless people walk this earth to whom the thought is alien to connect with their Father and Creator in order to hear His voice. And the few who certainly have the desire to hear me do not believe that this is possible. And thus there are only a few whose faith allows for a connection with me, because this faith came alive through love and only a living faith allows for an audible utterance on my part. It is now up to these few to enlighten people about their relationship with their Creator and about His willingness to make Himself known to His living creations. But they will only find faith again where love is active, where the Spirit is awakened through unselfish activity of love, so that what is said to Him about the living connection with me appears credible to the human being. And then the desire to hear me speak also arises in him. Whether he hears me directly or my word is conveyed to him through my servants is the same in its effect, for he will recognize and feel the word conveyed to him as being spoken by me and accept it with the same love as if he were honored by a direct address from me. Just as his desire for me is, so is the fulfillment of his desire. His heart's emanation of love also determines the degree of bliss when receiving my word, but which is felt more by the soul than by the body. I thereby enable you humans to take notice of my will and to fulfill it, since I also give you the strength at the same time as my word. There is the possibility of approaching me to the highest degree if my will is fulfilled. And therefore I make sure that you know about my will and convey it to you through my word. For all who don't believe in a living connection with directly imparted word, I send my messengers to bring my word to them from outside, to proclaim the gospel to them which expresses my will as a teaching of love. Yet the word received from outside only comes alive when it penetrates the human being's inner being and is enlivened thereby the spiritual spark. When the spirit from me can therefore be active in the human being so that the word coming from outside is also recognizable to him as my word, then it will exert its effect, it will guide the human being's will in the right direction. It will give birth to a living faith through love. The human being will establish the living connection with me and become able to hear my voice in his heart himself. But then he will already be very close to me, that only his earthly life will still stand between us as a separator. Then he will depart from this earth as my child and be lovingly received in the spiritual kingdom by the Father from whom he once originated and found his way back again in order to never again separate from him for eternity. Amen.